This is Frank Barrickman, BJCP Master Judge. I'm judging a 13D Guinness Foreign Extra Stout. Aroma. Roast up front, dark chocolate aromas, rich, complex molasses aromas are definitely apparent in this sample. Low dark fruit, this beer seems well aged. Alcohol is apparent, no hop aroma, no diacetyl. The roast and the chocolate in the nose play very well together, very nice. As I mentioned, kind of a low molasses apparent aroma as I go back to it here again. I give it 11 out of 12 on aroma. Appearance, beer is nice and black, dark, opaque, cannot see through it. As it poured, had a big head, it was tan, off-white, a very good head retention. As I swirl this on the glass, you can see it kind of cling to the sides, or we can say it has legs. And sample here has very good head retention. So for appearance, I give it 3 out of 3. Flavor of this beer, it's malt sweet up front. Get a nice roast and chocolate flavors. They're really noticeable, but they're really well knit together and don't overpower each other. The flavors, there's no real acrid, dark malt harshness to this beer. It's very smooth and easy drinking. But the strength of this beer is very apparent in the finish. Finish is very dry, has a nice bitterness that balances all this malt. The bitterness lingers into the finish. You can feel the alcohol kind of evaporating off your tongue as it sits there, and has a low, earthy hop flavor to it. Kind of a little molasses-like flavors as well, and there's low to no esters in the flavor of this. I give this beer a 19 out of 20 for flavor. Well deserved. Mouthfeel of this beer. It's a medium full-bodied beer. Definitely a noticeable warming as you sip on it. You can also feel that, as I mentioned, the evaporating on your tongue of that alcohol. There's no astringency in this beer at all. It's very smooth. And it's got low to moderate carbonation. So for mouthfeel, I give this a 5 out of 5. Overall impression. Probably the best thing to describe this beer is like a Guinness dry stout on steroids. It's basically a scaled, dried up stout with lots of malt and just has a great balance. The finish is smooth, and you can tell there's a lot of substance behind this beer. The roast and chocolate flavors are well knit together. One of them doesn't really overshadow or overpower one another. You know, both components are there, yet they blend well and play nice together. Aromas and flavors are very complex in this beer, and it probably speaks to this beer is actually aged for about at least 2 years. The beer was purchased in Belgium, hand-carried back by Gordon Strong. Even though it is a foreign extra stout, you can find good examples of these in the Caribbean, such as the country of Jamaica, where I've enjoyed many of them. But this is a true treat here that represents the style extremely well. So for overall impression, I give this beer 10 out of 10. And if you add up those scores, total for this beer, I'm at 48 out of 50. It's probably one of the highest scoring beers I've ever done in my career. So this is a Guinness Foreign Extra Stout from Belgium, aged about 2 years, category 13D.